my gang. We got a really big show for you today. And when I mean a big show, I really mean a big show. Because, well, we got elephants. Harry's been collecting elephant jokes, and he's probably got every elephant joke ever written in the whole world. He's going to be coming in with those. And we have some other people singing about elephants, like Flander and Swan, Pete Seeger, I think maybe Monty Python. This is Knock on Wood, and I'm Steve Charney. Do not want to forget to mention that if you're tuning in for the first time. You will have a reference point, which is important in this world, to have a reference point. Okay, why don't we start with Sharon Lois and Bram? This is their theme song, as a matter of fact, about an elephant. They've always got a big elephant in their shows. This is the title song. Shouldn't just let that one go.
But it has nothing to do with elephants.
We're only dealing with elephants here.
Right, big, big elephants.
And, oh, here's Harry, good. Hey, Harry, man, came just in time.
Hi, Steve. I'm all set for today, man, because you asked me to collect every elephant joke I possibly could, and I have done it!
Good, I knew you wouldn't fail me.
Shall we start?
Yes.
Okay, you ask me the questions, I'll answer them.
Okay. Ooh, you got a lot of them here. What do you call an elephant with a machine gun?
Sir!
What do you call an elephant wearing pink earmuffs and a dress?
Anything you want. It can't hear you.
Why do elephants drink so much?
To try to forget.
Okay. What's gray, yellow, 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 gray, yellow?
An elephant rolling down a hill with a daisy in its mouth.
Why did the elephant stand on the marshmallow?
Well, so she wouldn't fall in the hot chocolate.
How do you get down from an elephant?
You don't. You get down from a duck.
Why is an elephant big, gray, and wrinkly?
Well, because if it was small, white, and round, it would be an aspirin.
What's gray and white on the inside and red on the outside?
An inside-out elephant.
What's gray and white on the inside and red and white on the outside?
Campbell's cream of elephant soup.
What's gray and not there?
No elephants.
How do you shoot a blue elephant?
With a blue elephant gun, of course, Steve. Who does that? A blue elephant gun!
All right, how do you shoot a red elephant?
Well, not with a red elephant gun, Steve. You strangle him until he turns blue, and then shoot him with a blue elephant gun.
How do you shoot a green elephant?
You tell him a dirty joke so he turns red, then you strangle him until he turns blue, and then you shoot him with a blue elephant gun.
Mm-hmm. How do you shoot a yellow elephant?
Steve, have you ever seen a yellow elephant?
Good point. Why are elephants wrinkled?
Well, have you ever tried to iron one?
Okay. Why did the elephant fall out of the tree?
Because it was dead.
Why did the second elephant fall out of the tree?
Because it was glued to the first one.
Why did the third elephant fall out of the tree?
Because it thought it was a game.
And why did the tree fall down?
It thought it was an elephant.
Why did the elephant cross the road?
Chickens stay off.
What was the elephant doing on the highway?
About 5 miles an hour.
And how do you know if you pass an elephant?
You can't get the toilet seat down.
How do you get an elephant into a BW?
You open the car door, you put the elephant inside, and you close the door.
Okay. Got any more?
I got any more. Look at this, I got pages and pages of it, man. I've been collecting elephant jokes.
Okay, good. Can we play another elephant song?
Go ahead, Steve. It's your show.
True, it is my show. Flanders and Swan.
An elephant's life is tedious, laborious and slow. I've been an elephant all my life, so I blooming well ought to know. He he never forgets a name or face. He knows his way from place to place. Remembers to be beautiful, and when to push and when to pull. And when he's dead, the dealer calls and buys his tusks for billiard balls. And all because an elephant's got a perfect memory. That wasn't the life for me, so I'm suffering from amnesia. My mind's a perfect blank. Now life is very much easier. Amnesia's to thank. I'm being psychoanalyzed. I lie on a divan and flap my ears and try to look as balmy as I can. I'm an introvert, an elephant-centric hypochondriac. I'll stick in the elephant's nursing home till I get my memory back. I'm suffering from hysteria. I nearly spit besides to watch the others get wearier of giving the children rides. I've told my psychoanalyst that I'm a sacred cow. I'd like to carry a hound, remember how. I'm an introverted, elephant-centric hypochondriac, and I'll stick in the elephant's nursing home till I get my memory back. I suffer from schizophrenia. It comes on me in spells. Sometimes I'm king of Armenia,
and others I'm Orson Welles.
I tell them I'm Napoleon and all that sort of bunk, and they never guess that all the time I'm laughing out of me trunk. I'm an introvert, an elephant-centric hypochondriac, and I'll stick in the elephant's nursing home till I get my memory back. Practicing me trumpet half the night, and I'll stick in the elephant's nursing home till I get my memory back.
Flanders and Swan. Very well known in England. Not too well known here. But that doesn't make them any worse. Some would say makes them. Some would say it makes them better. This is Knock on Wood, and I'm Steve Charney. It's Elephants Today. Harry's collected just about every elephant joke, I think, in the world.
Right, Steve? And you're reading them to me. I'm going to tell you the answers.
Okay. Which one did we end with?
How do you get an elephant into a BW?
Right. How do you do that?
You open the car door, you put the elephant inside, then you close the door.
Mm-hmm. Okay, how do you put an elephant into a refrigerator?
Well, okay, you open the VW door, you take the elephant out, you close the VW door, you open the refrigerator, put the elephant inside, then close the refrigerator.
How do you get four elephants into a Volkswagen Bug?
Two in the front, two in the back.
How do you know if there's an elephant in your refrigerator?
Oh, well, there are footprints in the butter.
Okay. How do you know if there are two elephants in your refrigerator?
Two sets of footprints in the butter.
How do you know if there are three elephants in your refrigerator?
Well, you can't get the refrigerator door closed then.
How do you know if there are four elephants in your refrigerator?
Oh, well, you put four elephants in the VW, you put four elephants in another VW, and then you put the two VWs in the refrigerator.
Wow, it's going to hold two VWs?
Hey, Steve, a refrigerator large enough to hold two elephants can surely hold two VWs.
That's a good point. Okay, how do you get Tarzan in the refrigerator?
You open the door, you get two VWs out, and you put Tarzan in, and you close the door.
How do you get two Tarzans in the refrigerator?
You can't, silly! There's only one Tarzan!
Oh, right, okay. Why are there so many elephants running around free in the jungle?
Well, the refrigerator isn't large enough to hold them all.
Mm-hmm. How many elephants can you actually put in a refrigerator?
Well, that depends on the number of elephants.
What did the fifth elephant in the VW Bug discover?
The sunroof.
Mm-hmm. Okay, the lion gathered all the animals for a meeting. All of them showed up except the elephants. Why?
Well, they were stuck in the VW.
How many giraffes can you fit in a VW Bug?
None, the elephants are in there.
What do you call two elephants on a bicycle?
Optimistic.
All right, what if you get if you take an elephant into the city?
Free parking.
What do you get if you take an elephant into work?
Sole use of the elevator.
How do you know if there's an elephant in the pub?
Its bike is outside.
Okay, how do you know if there are two elephants in the pub?
There's a dent in the crossbar.
How do you know if there are three elephants in the pub?
Well, stand on the bike and you have a look in the window.
Good, okay. We take a break?
Yes, take a break, Steve. It's your show. You do what you want.
I know you keep saying that.
Well, it hasn't changed as far as I know. No one else has taken over the show. Except me.
Stop. Okay. Let's listen to, what are we going to hear? Another elephant song? I think so. Pete Seeger.
Don't sleep, don't sleep, don't sleep, the elephant don't sleep. Don't sleep, don't sleep, don't sleep, the elephant don't sleep. Don't sleep, don't sleep, don't sleep, the elephant don't sleep. 'Cause if you sleep, I'm gonna knock out your back teeth, don't sleep.
Tonight on Who Cares, we examine the frontiers of surgery, and with us is the international financier and surgeon, Reg LeCrisp, and his most successful patient to date, the elephant, Mr. George Humphreys. Mr. LeCrisp, the surgery on Mr. Humphreys is truly remarkable, but why an elephant?
Well, that was just a stroke of luck, really. An elephant's trunk became available after a road accident, and Mr. Humphreys happened to be walking past the hospital at the time.
And what was Mr. Humphreys' reaction to the transplant of the elephant's organs?
Surprise, at first, then later shock, and deep anger and resentment. But his family were marvellous. They helped pull him through.
How long was he in hospital?
Well, he spent the first 3 weeks in our intensive care unit, and then 8 weeks in the zoo.
I see. Is Mr. Humphreys now able to lead a fairly normal life?
No. Oh, no, no. You know, he still has to wash himself in a rather special way. He can only eat buns, and he's not allowed on public transport. But I feel these are very minor problems.
Mm-hmm.
When you consider the very sophisticated surgery which Mr. Humphreys has undergone. I mean, each of those feet he's got now weighs more than his whole body did before the elephantoplasty, and the tusks and bones.
Some years ago, you were the centre of a controversy, both from your own medical colleagues and from the church, when you grafted a pederast onto an Anglican bishop.
Well, that's the ignorance of the press, if I may say so. We've done thousands of similar operations, it's just that this time there was a bishop involved. I wish I could have more bishops.
Is lack of donors a problem?
There just aren't enough accidents. It's unethical and time-consuming to go out and cause them. So we're having to rely on whatever comes to hand. Chairs, tables, floor-cleaning equipment, drying-up racks, pieces of pottery, and these do pose almost insurmountable surgical problems. What I'm sitting on, in fact, is one of our more successful attempts. This is Mrs. Dudley. She had little hope of survival. She'd lost interest in life, but along came this very attractive mahogany frame, and now she's a jolly comfortable Chesterfield.
Mm-hmm. I see.
Oh, excuse me.
Monty Python. Before that, we heard Pete Seeger. Well, I'm sitting here with my guitar. We're going to take a break with those elephant jokes.
Okay with me, Steve. It's your show.
All right, stop it. Stop it. This is a song that I wrote. Harry's going to help me with it.
You better believe it, Steve.
My pet feels she's in heaven when I scratch behind her ears. She's faithful and she loves me and she's been with me for years. She loves to fetch the ball or stick I throw across our yard. And when I go to sleep at night, I know she's standing guard. I love my elephant. She's so obedient. She's never violent. A lovely temperament. I love my elephant. She's so intelligent. And my elephant is big on me. When I rub her belly, her feet dangle in the air. When I'm eating dinner, she lies underneath my chair. She follows close behind me when we're walking in the park. And if she sees a stranger, she will never ever bark.
I love my elephant. She's so obedient. She's never violent. A lovely temperament. I love my elephant. She's so intelligent. And my elephant is big on me.
I suppose you may be wondering just where I got my pet.
Yeah, yeah.
Was it near a jungle, in the zoo, or at the vet?
Tell me.
I bought her at a pet shop, even though she was immense. She was playing in the window with the other elephants.
Yikes!
I love that elephant. She's so obedient. She's never violent. A lovely temperament. I love my elephant. She's so intelligent. And my elephant is big on me.
I bathe her once a week, though it's something that she loathes. She'd rather run through mud and then jump up on my clothes. She wags her tail, jumps up and licks me when I'm back from town. And she climbs up on the sofa when she thinks no one's around. I love my elephant. She's so obedient. She's never violent. A lovely temperament. I love that elephant. She's so intelligent. And my elephant is big on me.
Elephant joke, elephant joke. I wanna hear an elephant joke. Elephant joke, elephant joke. I wanna hear an elephant
already,
joke.
Alrighty, how's this one for starters? What do you get if you cross an elephant with a mouse?
I don't know. What do you get if you cross an elephant with a mouse?
Ruddy great holes in the skirting board.
Elephant joke, elephant joke. Tell another elephant joke.
Now, here's one.
Yeah?
What was the elephant doing on the M1?
What was the elephant doing on the M1?
About 2.5 miles an hour.
Hey, man, why do elephants never forget?
I don't know. Will you tell me, please, why elephants do never forget?
Because nobody ever tells them anything.
Oh, that's a shame. Ain't that a shame?
But don't tell the elephants that.
I wasn't thinking of doing it. Now, tell me, what time is it when an elephant sits on a fence?
Time to get a new fence.
Elephant joke, elephant joke. Tell another elephant joke. Elephant joke.
Now, William, I was going to set you a little elephant test.
Guys, really?
I want a joke concerning an elephant.
Yes.
And a Volkswagen car.
A Volkswagen car, an elephant.
I've got one. How do you get 4 elephants into a Volkswagen car?
I don't know. How do you get 4 elephants into a Volkswagen car?
2 in the front and 2 in the back.
Mind you, has to be big Volkswagen.
Hell of a big Volkswagen.
Hey, man, why elephants wrinkle?
I don't know. Why are they wrinkled?
You ever tried ironing one?
Ooh, matter of fact, I have. I tried ironing one. Hey, now, how does an elephant get down from a tree? I don't know. How does an elephant get down from a tree?
He stands on a leaf and he waits for autumn.
Incidentally.
Yes?
I wanted to ask you.
Yes?
Why are crocodiles flat?
I don't know why are crocodiles flat.
Because they keep walking under the trees in autumn. That's why.
Elephants fall on
you. Got it, sir.
Why remaining unconvinced by the gist of your argument?
Yes, I guess
I have to inquire. But how come an elephant get up in the tree in the first place?
That's a good question. How come the elephant get up in the tree in the first place?
To be perfectly honest, he didn't mean to go up in the tree in the first place.
No.
He just sat on an acorn and he fell asleep.
And he grew in
for a long time.
I tell you, this is a good one. Yeah. Why do African elephants have big ears?
I don't know. Why do African elephants, that is, have big ears?
Because Naughty would not pay the ransom.
Big ears. That's a good one.
That's a good one.
Elephant joke. Elephant joke. Tell another elephant joke. Elephant
now
joke.
Tell me.
Yes.
Why do elephants paint the soles of their feet yellow? Man, that's a weird question. Tell me, why do elephants paint the soles of their feet yellow?
So they can hide upside down in the custard.
That's why.
Now, you're going too far. Yeah. I ain't never seen an elephant hiding upside down in the custard.
Well, it just shows what a good disguise it is, doesn't it?
Oh, I guess it does.
Yeah, sure it does. Now, listen, I want you to concentrate. This is very, very hard. I want you to tell me, what is gray?
Green.
What has 4 legs? And a trunk.
Now, let me see now. What is gray?
What is gray?
Has how many legs?
4.
Not 3 legs.
Not 3.
Four legs.
Elephant joke.
I don't know, I give up. What is gray, has 4 legs and a trunk?
A mouse going on holiday.
A mouse with a trunk, that is.
A gray mouse.
Absolutely.
About reading the leg department.
He didn't think it was mouse
joke. Oh, me?
Where
is the
thought? Mouse joke. Mouse joke.
Funny thing. I want to hear a mouse joke. Well, we're not doing mouse jokes. Elephant jokes. The Goodies was the name of that group from England. And it is Knock on Wood. I am Steve Charney. Hey, man, they had some elephant jokes that you don't know about.
Right, Steve. Well, I can't collect them all, obviously. Though some of them that they said I would already told.
Yeah, that's true. Got any more for us?
Yes, I got a lot, Steve. You read them to me and I'll tell you the answers.
All right. How many elephants does it take to change a light bulb?
Don't be stupid. Elephants can't change light bulbs.
Oh, yeah, right. What do you get if you cross an elephant with a whale?
Submarine with a built-in snorkel.
Mm-hmm. What do you get when you cross an elephant with a kangaroo?
Big great holes in Australia.
All right. What do you get when you cross an elephant with a rhinoceros?
Elephino.
How do you know if there's an elephant under the bed?
Your nose is touching the ceiling.
Why do elephants wear sandals?
So they don't sink in the sand.
Why do ostriches stick their head in the ground?
Well, to look for the elephants who forgot to wear their sandals.
Mm-hmm. What's the difference between an elephant and and blueberries?
Well, they're both blue, except the elephant.
What did Tarzan say when he saw 1,000 elephants coming over the hill?
Look! There's 1,000 elephants coming over the hill!
What did Jane say?
Here come the blueberries!
What?
Jane was colorblind.
Oh. What did Tarzan say when he saw 1,000 elephants with sunglasses coming over the hill?
Nothing. He couldn't recognize them.
Mm-hmm. How do you make a dead elephant float?
All right, well, you take 10 dead elephants, 10 tons of chocolate ice cream, 5 tons of bananas, and...
Okay. Why do ducks have flat feet?
From stamping out forest fires.
Okay. Why do elephants have flat feet?
From stamping out flaming ducks.
What do you know when you see 3 elephants walking down the street wearing pink sweatshirts?
Well, they're all on the same team.
Okay. Why won't they allow elephants in public swimming pools?
Because they might let down their trunks, Steve.
Uh-huh. How do you stop an elephant from charging?
Take away his credit card.
Why do elephants have trunks?
Well, they would look silly with glove compartments.
What did the elephant say when he saw a dead ant on the road?
Dead ant, dead ant, dead ant, dead ant, dead ant, dead ant, dead ant.
What did he say when he saw a live ant on the road?
Oh, well, he stamped it to death and said, dead ant, dead ant, dead ant, dead ant, dead ant, dead ant.
All right. What do you give a seasick elephant?
Lots of room, boy, lots of room.
Why don't you go into the jungle between 3 and 4 a.m.?
Well, because the elephants are jumping from the trees.
Mm-hmm. What has 2 tails, 2 trunks, and 5 feet?
An elephant with spare parts.
Okay. What is more difficult than getting an elephant into the back seat of your car?
Getting 2 elephants into the back seat of your car.
Okay. What's gray and puts out forest fires?
Smokey the elephant.
What happens when an elephant sits in front of you at the movies?
You miss most of the picture.
Okay. What elephants use for slippers?
Sheep.
What did the peanut say to the elephant?
Nothing. Peanuts can't talk.
The elephant is the biggest, strongest animal in the jungle. Elephants can do a lot of very unusual things. They can use their trunks as shower heads, then dry off in the flower beds. They flap their ears to make a breeze for cooling their extremities. Elephants can eat the fruit from all the jungle trees. They just reach up and with their trunks grab anything they please. And if one sees a piece of fruit too high up off the ground, he huffs and puffs and puffs and huffs and pulls the whole tree down. Grab anything they please. And if one sees a piece of fruit too high up off the ground, he huffs and puffs and puffs and huffs and pulls the whole tree down.
I'm a purple elephant, I'm gonna get you. A romp stomp, a clump stomp, a cook you in a stew.
Then I'll fly around like a bossy little bee. Bossy, wazzy, fossy, wazzy, cossy, wazzy, bee.
And I'll play a tune on my old kazoo. A zoodle doodle 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 doo. I'm a purple elephant, I'm gonna get you. A romp stomp, a clump stomp, a cook you in a stew. Then
I'll fly around like a bossy little bee. Bossy, wazzy, fossy, wazzy, cossy, wazzy, bee.
And I'll play a tune on my old kazoo.
Thank you.
Eric Nagler, the Purple Elephant. Before that, David Polanski, Animal Alphabet Songs. That was the letter E, elephant. Can you guess what D was? What was D?
I don't know, Steve.
Ducks? Yes, ducks. Very good. What was A?
Aardvarks. No, alligators.
Yes. Okay. And we're winding down our elephant show here.
Just filled with elephant jokes.
Right, Steve. Hickory dickory dock. An elephant ran up the clock. The clock is being repaired.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, you want to know a foolproof method for sculpting an elephant?
Ooh, yeah.
First, you get a huge block of marble.
Mm-hmm.
Then you chip away everything that doesn't look like an elephant.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. You know why you should never call an elephant?
Well, why should you never call an elephant?
Because he might come.
Uh-huh. All right.
Now, it says in a book that I read recently that more than 6,000 elephants go each year to make piano keys.
Really?
Yes. Isn't it amazing what elephants can be trained to do?
Right.
Okay, now ask me what I'm doing, Steve.
You're clicking your fingers there.
Yeah, I know. No, but why?
Okay, why are you clicking your fingers?
Because I'm trying to keep the elephants away.
Yeah, but there aren't any elephants around here.
I know. Doing a pretty good job, huh?
Knock on Wood is produced at the Knock on Wood Studios in Woodstock, New York. The show's written and produced by me, Steve Charney. SteveCharney.com has lots of videos of Harry and myself, as well as jokes, an email address, a sales page, info about our live stage shows, and lots more. And if you visit WGXC.org, click on Archives and type in Knock on Wood, you can listen to previous Knock on Wood programs, and there are a lot of them.
Yeah!